Yeah. Thou shalt not covet. Hey, what are you talking about? Yeah, God gave us this land. It's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8. Don't want to hear your baloney. What if I don't believe in your good book? Not telling you to believe in mine. You stole the land. And again, we wrote about it in detail. The Balfour Declaration. Look it up. 1917, His Majesty's government, His Majesty, some murderer from the UK, declares that the land in Palestine will be settled by the Jewish people, and we will use our best endeavors to achieve this objective. So save the crap. Oh, genocide. Stealing the land and throwing the people out. Look up the definition. This is from this past January 10th. Blinken slams South Africa's genocide case against Israel as meritless and galling. The U.S.'s top diplomat, yeah, dip low on the mat, you piece of scum. Oh, no, Salenti. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. My daddy was the ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. You're just a little wop from the Bronx. I'm a better man than... Got it, Jack. Court, the International Court of Justice, as meritless, describing the whole initiative as galling. The charge of genocide is meritless. No, it's not. You're throwing the people out of that land. That's genocide, Katzone. Look it up, you little slime ball who loves war and kept lying about all of the peace treaties that were going to happen. Oh, and blaming it on Hamas? No, no, no. No, no, no. Here it is from Haaretz. Netanyahu backtrack on agreements with U.S. regarding Hezbollah truce due to political pressures. All right, lying little boys, like the Kirby clown and the Sullivan jerk. Oh, when was this? 9/26. Yep. The American faced something similar with Netanyahu during negotiations over the hostage deal in Gaza, senior Western diplomat told her Haaretz. He got spooked by the backlash from his own government and made a U-turn. Yep. Made a U-turn. A lying little warmonger. Again, Ron Paul, why should we fight wars for Ukraine and Israel? Yep. It's an article right here in InfoWars. Look it up. When you take the role of the world's policeman, don't be surprised when countries who cannot fight their own wars call 9/11, 911. That's exactly what is happening to the United States on two fronts, and it is bankrupting our country, depleting the military that should serve our own national interests, and threatening to drag the U.S. into World War III. Exactly what we have been saying. Exactly. America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Oh, that was John Quincy Adams. And out with him. I'm little Georgie Bush and a pair of cornets smaller than a mothball. I'm a little daddy's boy, a moron of imbeciles that the best cartoonists couldn't create, and the people swallow my crap. Yeah, we got to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people swallowed it. There's going to be a false flag event before this election. Is our forecast. And it's going to unite the people for war. Yep. George Washington, it is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. God, what the hell are you talking about? I'm little Mike Johnson. I'm a little clown boy of nothing. I love war, but I couldn't fight either. I'm just a little boy. Why should I listen to a man that fought like Washington? Yep. P peace is the spirit of God, and all these people are godless. Again, follow your leader. They're going to lead you into hell. That's the way I look at it. Because the government is the enemy of truth. No one is allowed on the mainstream media to talk about peace. And again, I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago, so nothing to do with this war. Has to do with all the wars. Again, so I'm going to fight for peace and freedom. And it's not flower power. This is serious. World War III's already begun. I want to make this clear. Oh, here's something. Let's kill this guy for saying that. Yeah, that's what they did. We must come to see that at the end, we seek is a society at peace with itself, that we could live with its conscience. Yep. It is no longer a choice, my friend, between violence and nonviolence. It is either nonviolence or non-existence. Martin Luther King. We are on the verge of non-existence. This Israel war is going to continue to escalate. They're coming, they're making up this stuff now. They're bombing Beirut. Oh, yeah, these are Hamas. These guys are giving Hamas financial assistance. We're bombing everything. We destroyed over 80% of Gaza. Every Hamas is living in every house, school, mosque, church, everything, everywhere. They're making up this crap. They're escalating this war. It's going to be non-existence. So here's the story. Okay? There are 9 million Israelis. 20% of them are Arab. So let's bring it down to 7 million. You saw the data coming out that was just released that Israel has plans that the United States is part of or knows about to attack Iran. If Israel and Iran go to war, it's over. It'll be nuclear war. Number two, Israel is playing the bully. You got it? I'm a little guy. The bullies picked on a little Salente when I was a kid. The bullies go for the weakest, the smallest rather. And I became the toughest. Learned how to fight right away. And again, I taught close combat for many years, had my own school, so it's not just empty talk. What Israel is doing now, they're playing the bully role. They're going after Hamas and Hezbollah. What do you got? 2 million people in Gaza, a million something. 5 million over there in Lebanon. They don't have the aircraft. They don't have the science. They don't have what it needs to defend themselves. They're tiny little nobodies. Israel's the bully. Yeah, simple as that. Now, that 7 million is going to go against 91 million Iranians? Yeah. Who's going to win? Who would you bet on? Not telling you what to do or how to do it, just saying what it is. The Persians are very advanced people. They have been building up for war Iran for decades. They are very advanced. You know the numbers with all this stuff that the United States is bringing in there. What is it going to take out? Like 28 to 40 ballistic missiles coming in? That's it. What about the rest? If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be non-existence, just like Martin Luther King said. Just like John F. Kennedy said at his speech to graduating students at American University in Washington, D.C. in June of 1963. If we go to nuclear war against the Soviet Union, 1963, life on earth will end within 24 hours, and it'll be terrible for decades. We need to unite for peace. We must have peace on earth because it's going to be hell on earth if we don't stop this. I've never been more concerned in my life. And that piano playing guy, the guy that plays the piano with his penis, that's now the president of Ukraine, they're going to ramp it up against Russia. And Russia says if they're threatened, they're going nuclear. So please do what you can to occupy peace. Do everything you can to support InfoWars, because we must unite for peace in the honor of the spirit that, and the God that you believe in. No God wants this. Thou shalt not kill. So please do what you can to support InfoWars. See you soon. Thank you.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I talk a